This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, May 23rd, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz. The 2014 KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival continues with a duo for violin and cello by Martineau, a sonata for violin and piano by Corleano, and the Schumann Piano Quintet. It's Thursday, May 29th at 7:30 at the Stella Boyle Smith Fine Arts Concert Hall in Fayetteville. Admission is free with a reception to follow the concert. FulbrightSummerMusic.uark.edu for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we take a look at a new study that analyzes high school graduation rates in Arkansas. Also, Dick Johnson plays a song from his new album inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Plus, our weekly conversation with Michael Tilley from the City Wire. Becca Martin Brown tells us what's up in entertainment this weekend and more. But first, supporters of the state's ban on same-sex marriage gathered at the state capitol yesterday to rally in support of defining marriage as between one man and one woman. Pastor Derek Easter, a member of the Ecumenical Coalition of Faith Leaders in Arkansas, says he urges people who are gay to confess and ask for forgiveness, yet says no one should be treated with disdain.
The church's opposition to same-sex marriage neither constitutes nor condones any kind of hostility towards homosexual men and women. Always reminding church members of their obligation of love, kindness, and humanity towards all people.
The crowd of more than 200 far surpassed the number of people at a rally in favor of same-sex marriage earlier this week. But that number is also less than the more than 600 marriage licenses issued to gay couples before last week's stay of a judge's decision allowing licenses to be issued.
The Bicycle Coalition of the Ozarks has received a grant aimed at establishing safe bicycling routes for area schools. Allison Griffin, the Safe Routes to School Project Coordinator with the BCO, says the $33,000 grant from the Endeavor Foundation will fund an assessment that will determine the readiness of the school districts in Northwest Arkansas to adopt the Safe Routes to School program.
The Safe Routes to School National Partnership is actually a federal program whose mission is to advance safe walking and bicycling to and from schools and in daily life to improve the health and well-being of America's children and to foster the creation of livable, sustainable communities. So what this $33,000 is for, essentially, is to start that process to look at our schools and see where each school is in terms of readiness, in terms of physical barriers around the school when you're on your bike, parent involvement, teacher involvement, principal involvement. And so this is a launching pad, if you will, to move it to the next level.
Griffin says while schools like Fayetteville already have a Safe Routes to School task force, no area schools have a formal Safe Routes program.
We are hoping to integrate in the, I believe there are 15 school districts here in Northwest Arkansas. So what we are tasked with doing, we being the Safe Routes to School project team, is to look at each of these schools and see where they are in terms of, you know, are they ready to begin supporting a program like this.
The Endeavor Foundation grant will fund the readiness assessment phase of the Safe Routes program. Griffin says she expects Safe Routes to School task forces to be established in area schools by the end of next year.
Two debates are being planned between incumbent Senator Mark Pryor and Republican challenger Tom Cotton. Yesterday, Cotton's campaign announced it had accepted invitations from Pryor for debates to be held at the University of Arkansas in Little Rock and in front of the Northeast Arkansas Political Animals Club in Jonesboro. Cotton's campaign says it also wants three more to be held before November's general election.
The swimming area at Spring Lake in the Arkansas River Valley is closed until further notice. According to the U.S. Forest Service, the lake is temporarily closed because a weekly water test found high concentrations of E. coli, which is usually caused by heavy rainfall that can carry a variety of contaminants into the water, including animal waste. Forest Service officials are testing the water daily and will reopen the swimming areas when E. coli levels have dropped to a safe level.
The board of directors of Van Buren-based USA Truck will grow by two in coming months. According to the City Wire, The change was spurred by Bake Street Capital and Stonehouse Capital Management, which collectively owns 28% of USA Truck shares. As part of the deal, a managing partner and chief investment officer of Baker Street and a former chief operations officer at USA Truck will be appointed to the company's board, which will now have 9 members. USA Truck shares were up yesterday at the closing bell.
With ongoing extensive highway improvements throughout the state, the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department reminds drivers to check road conditions before traveling this holiday weekend. The website iDriveArkansas.com is the department's live traffic website. According to the department, the only lane closures during the holiday weekend in this part of the state will be between the 0 and 8 mile markers of Interstate 540 and Fort Smith.
The Razorback baseball team's winning streak came to an end yesterday. In the third round of the SEC tournament in Hoover, Alabama, Arkansas lost to LSU 7-2. With the loss, Arkansas moves on to an elimination round today against Ole Miss.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals also lost yesterday. The Nats lost to the San Antonio Missions 2-1. The 3-game series concludes tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas. There's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the Arkansas River Valley with overnight lows from 64 to 67 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 78 in northwest Arkansas. In the Arkansas River Valley, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 84. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening with a slight chance of showers in northwest Arkansas, lows in the low to mid-60s.